In a letter to the utility CEO, JEA Board Chair Alan Howard has ordered an examination of the municipal company's market value. The analysis represents the second time in 5 years the utility and the city's political leaders have flirted with selling the country's eighth largest community-owned utility to a private company like Florida Power and Light. If attempts to do so are successful this time around, it won't be the first example of such a conversion. Vero Beach voters decided to go private 4 years ago, but Florida Power and Light is just now submitting a purchase request to state regulators. Ted Curry is with the University of Florida's Public Utility Research Center.
Vero Beach has certain rights and responsibilities with other municipal utilities, and all of those rights and responsibilities had to be worked out. I mean, Vero Beach had obligations to other utilities. Other utilities had obligations to Vero Beach.
Curry says things like mutual aid agreements, which allow utilities to borrow workers or equipment from each other in times of disaster, all needed to be renegotiated, making the process for even the 34,000 customer utility complicated. On top of that, JEA provides water and sewer services in addition to electricity. Curry says JEA will most likely have to turn over those services to the city or find a separate private entity to take over. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.